WIGX 218, standing by.
Station 218, WIUG 48.
WIRZX 218, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
There, listening to it rain. Can you hear it there dropping in the background? Over.
Yeah, I can hear it. How's it? Can you hear the repeater, too? It's a little bit slippery here. I don't know why, but it's slippery.
It's still 36 degrees. It's too warm for the snow yet. I don't think we'll get nothing. Just gotta, any slush they call, you better spook it away, because it'll freeze solid as a concrete.
See what you're saying. The road is a little bit slippery here because when you push the gas, I don't know, maybe because you just put a new tire in here or something like that, I don't know. But what are you going to do? It's not going to rain all day, is it?
No, it's going to move out of here at 10, 11 o'clock, I think, in the morning. And that cold front and all that crap starts tomorrow.
See, yeah, I'm going out to breakfast, so, roger.
I was just going to ask if you were on your way to
that
morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit back today and take her easy. Today's my birthday. Over.
Happy birthday. I got a double there. I don't know who else was out there. Anyhow, good birthday. Have a couple of beer for me. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm just going to sit around. Take it easy.
Anyhow. Hi, Randall. Good talking to you. We'll talk again after breakfast when I get out of there. WRUG 48.
Roger that. All right, Jack. Talk to you later. Maybe later on when the weather gets better, I'll get up early and make the trip out there. That's an hour away for me up there at the Quinder. All right, we'll talk to you later.
WRZX
218, we're clear and
standing by.
Morning, Jack. What's your ETA?
I'm over here at 18 and at the Quinder.
Okay, well, we'll save a spot for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. WIUG 48.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
Station 922, you're sounding good.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. I'm up. Anytime I'm up above the ground, I'm doing well. I'm having my coffee. Just waking up here.
That's good. I'm driving to go get some breakfast and come back with all the my good people out there. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. That sounds like a good time. You guys do that down your way, or where do you guys meet?
need a Dolphin DeQuinder.
Ah, roger that. Yeah, it's probably a 45-minute drive for me. Over.
Quite a while for you, yeah, anyhow. A little bit long distance. Because you're in the front, that's why. I think maybe about an hour, 10-15 minutes. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, so, yeah, if you guys ever get up this way, let me know. Over.
No problem. We'll let you know. Anyhow, good talking to you. And he's sounding good again with that DB20G. And that's what I'm eyeing right now. I have a DB20G in the truck.
Roger that. You're sounding good, Jack. Well, all right, sir. Have a good day. Get ready for the cold here in the next couple of days. Go Lions. WSGH 922 on the side.
Right. Go Lions. You're right about that. I hope they pull it today. I'm sure they will pull it today, 100%. Anyhow, talk to you a little bit later. WIAG 38.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring. TV 448 mobile.
756. Over.
WSBS 311, WSBN 87.
WSFC 692, mobile monitoring, over.
Hello. Repeat.
WRA out, Spy 04, monitoring channel.
Five, six.
Tower Robert Zebra 456 monitoring.
Seven, five, six. How am I?
WSCY 842, base calling Travis.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSG calling WRVF 713. Dave, do you read? WRVF 713. Dave, do you read? This is WSGG 772, over and out.
Contact on the friendly fire out there. This is your Kazulu 793. And I'm in the mail. WSOG 793, what a question to anybody out there knows anything about this. If you run these radios in simplex, radio to radio minus the repeater, do you still have to use your call letter? 793, monitoring.
Yes, you do. All transmissions have to be identified, WA. Also WRXP 764 on this radio. Questions like that is, if you're not sure, play safe. WRXP 764.
Yeah, Roger, it wasn't no big deal. It's just something like this one day ago. It's just anyway, stuff is just more.
Yeah. Yo.
WFCY42, band radio line.
WFBM 993 monitoring.
WSFT 902, be around Frank. WSFZ 793. No contact, 902. WSFZ 793, monitoring.
WSTI 783, monitoring.
WSGG 772, calling WRVS 713. Dave Reed. WSGG 772. Two, calling WVRS 713, Davey Reed. Whiskey Sahara, Golf Golf 772, over and out. Yeah.
WSGH-922 monitoring.
WRFE-702, listening.
Anything worth watching on tonight?
WSFB-335, going mobile.
Just watching some CB radios on YouTube and some amplifiers tonight. That's all I'm doing. I don't know what you're interested in. You got Netflix, Hulu, Max?
What the? Radio check.
WSPI 840. WIUG 28. WSPI 840. WIUG 28. Copy.
WRUG 488, Jack, how are you doing? This is WSBS 311. What's happening?
How about you? I've been here a long time.
I don't know if it's your end or my end, but it's sounding really rough right now. It's not coming through clear enough. Are you at home, or are you like on Mars?
You know that 675 for Peter is acting up, but I'm gonna switch anyhow. So give me a couple minutes.
That transmission was crystal clear. So leave it. Whatever you're doing sounds good.
How about now? Is now any better?
It sounds good. How am I coming through to you right now?
Very, very good. Yeah, because I'm on 625, the Detroit repeater. Montclemens has been acting up anyhow. No big deal, you know, I just switched to 625. And I haven't heard you from you in a long time, Roger.
No, I've been unplugged for a while, but hey, I'm going through the Mount Clemens right now. So I haven't been really keeping up with things. So what's going on with the Mount Clemens repeater?
I got bad connection, you know. The connection there got water, so you can't get to it until it gets a little bit warm. Roger.
Yeah, gotcha. No, you're sounding good right now. I'm just happy I'm hooked up. My latest thing is I've been working on a scanner. I've got a unit in SDS 100 coming in, so that's going to be my next project, and we'll see how that works.
What kind of scanner? Is that like police scanner or what is it?
Yeah, this thing is supposed to be able to pick up just about anything, and that's why I'm really kind of curious how it's going to work. You know, all of the P25, all the different systems, anything that is not encrypted. My understanding is I should be able to pick it up, so we'll see. I'm going to get it next week sometime and give it a try.
Is it digital?
Yeah, that's correct. For sure it's digital. It's supposed to be the latest and greatest in scanning, so I should be able to get everything. I've had an older scanner for, I don't know, the last 5 years or so, but once they went digital and the trunking systems and what have you, it's been a challenge, so I'm hoping this unit, and I think it's the SDS-100 is what I have coming in. So it's the SDS-100 and the SDS-200, I believe, is the latest and greatest. And so we'll see.
Roger that, yeah. Well, I don't know about the scanners, but I used to have a Radio Shack scanner, and it was analog, and it stopped because everything changed to digital. And, you know, I had a friend, he was with us this morning. He had a scanner. He had a digital scanner. It would scan everything. But I don't know it could be whatever you have there. And you know what? The price of them a little bit high, on the high side. He said he purchased it for $649.
Yeah, you got that right. They're not cheap. I think it is $650 for sure. So I'm going to get that the middle of next week, and we'll see if it works. If not, I'm going to send her back. But I'm optimistic that it's going to be good. You know, I just want to see what's going on. I've had scanners over the last few years, but they've become more and more difficult to pick things up with the trunking systems and such. But yeah, I'll keep you posted as far as, you know, how it works. Hopefully it's going to be worth it.
Am I making it? I just know there's another station out there. That's all I heard. Am I making it?
Yeah, Jack, it's Sean. I'm way up in Pontiac. I'm only going to be here for a second. I just wanted to say those Uniden scanners, whether it be the 100 or the 200, they're very good, and they're particularly good at listening to the simulcast radio system. So they're not cheap, but they're worth every penny. They work really, really well.
Sean, you know what? I was going to call out to you to see what your take on it was, so that's good to hear. That everything that I've heard so far is those are the two that is the way to go. So thanks for chiming in.
Just real quick, and I'll turn it over because I'm going to lose signal quickly, but did you get the handheld, the 100, or the mobile, the 200? And then Jack, pick it up, and I'll listen up because I might not be able to make it next time. WRUU850.
Go ahead, Jack.
I'm sorry, I double on you. Anyhow, Sean, I'm watching a football. KC and I believe some other team, 20-12. That's what I'm watching on ESPN.
Houston.
Yeah, I believe that's Kansas City, Houston, and like the person said, Houston. Boy, I'm surprised it's that close. How far along are they? Because Kansas City, boy, they're one of the ones for us to watch out for, that's for sure. All right, anyhow, I am making my final approach here. Everybody enjoy. Go Lions, and we'll catch everybody a little later on when I'm on my way home. WRUU850.
Hi, Sean. Take care. WIUG38. Oh, go ahead, 311. I'm still with you.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for chiming in. Sean, I appreciate the input there. I feel a little bit better about my choice on the 100. So I'll let you guys know how it works out. It's going to be a little middle of next week before I get it, and we'll see. So back to you, Jack. This is WSBS 311.
I hope it works good for you. And you know what? Sometime maybe you can put an extra speaker. It could be they have one like that. And I haven't looked at any of them, but that's what I heard. You can put extension speaker. Someone else, like from the house, if you were working in the garage or something like that. Roger?
Yep. I know what you're talking about. I'm going to just give it a check. My understanding is that the SDS 100 actually sounds a little bit better than the SDS 200 as far as the audio, but we'll see. I'm going to give it a try and go from there. If I feel I need to change something, then I'll go with it. I'm trying to keep up with this football game myself. It's 12-23. It's a good game, and just waiting for the Lions to come on. How about you, Jack? Are you watching the game?
Well, right now I'm sitting in a radio room, but I'm out there. Yeah, I'm watching the game. It was 12-20, and I'm going to go back to watch it anyhow. Well, good talking to you, and good to hear from you. And you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Jack, good talking to you as well. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And, yeah, go Lions. WSBF 311. Standing by.
WSFG 02, you're around. WSFG 793. Guess not, as usual. No contact 902. Getting it out there in GMRS land. WSFG 793, monitor.
WRTX 930.
I have the station out there at 930.
I don't know who you could be talking about, Jack. That's not me.
I know it's not you. You think I'm drinking? I'm only drinking water and juice, cranberry juice, Roger.
Oh, that's all good for you. How you doing down there tonight? Staying warm? It's gonna get a lot colder here in the next few days.
Again, this is WIUG 48 for an IV. Yeah, it's getting cold. Right now it's cold outside. I just went outside and got the mail and came back. It was cold. So it's going to get colder, and what I heard, it'll be 22 below zero on Mondays.
Yeah, Wayne got the mail today, and I had a stare down with a deer. This deer came out in the woods, and he was staring at me from the woods. And I stopped and I looked at him. He was a buck. It's a decent buck. It went four or five point or something. He's just staring at me, and I sat there and stared at him. And we had this stare contest for like 30, 40 seconds. It was quite hilarious. And they start the foot stomp. I love when deer do the foot stomp. They do the foot stomp,
like trying to get you to move. Like, I ain't moving.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, that's for sure. For sure he'll win. He got those horns. He doesn't care. And let me tell you, I have a story for you. About 20 years ago, I go deer hunting, and one of my cousins was sitting on the blind. And the buck came in, and he hit him right on his stomach. He opened his stomach, but the guy died anyhow. We went out there and said, we looked at him. He was gone. So he couldn't do nothing because that deer, when you get hit with those horns, that's bad.
You're saying you know a guy who died from being hit from deer horns. Is that what I just heard?
Yeah. He was sitting in the blind, and he didn't know which way to go. It was about maybe his second time. I'm not sure. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. But it was his second time deer hunting.
Well, that's a hell of a story, Jack. Wow. I don't think I've ever heard of that before. I mean, especially a deer hunter, a guy sitting with a gun, the deer coming in and swiping him with his horns. Like, deer don't attack humans. They're afraid of humans. They don't want any part of them.
Again, when a deer charged, you know, he doesn't care what it is in the front of him. And he was on his way, and that's what happened.
I mean, that part I can believe. I mean, when deer get it in their heads that something's an enemy, they're going to go after it, that's for sure. But, wow, that's the first. I've never heard of that, Jack. You've given me new information here.
He'll be surprised when those horns come in, you know, because the deer was on his way. There's no way in heck you're going to stop that deer. The only way you're going to stop is by whistling. It will stop, yeah. But not when he's on his way, he doesn't care what's in the front of him. And I've seen that happen.
That's funny you mentioned that. My dad said that to me years ago when I was started deer hunting. He's like, you know, if you got a buck coming in and he's not quite in your range or you can't get a shot and he's moving away, throw out a whistle. It'll stop him and change their direction. And I used that a couple of times and got some deer that way. It's hilarious. It's totally right. Deer don't like the whistles. They'll stop and look and change their pattern or wherever they're going, and yeah, it might give you a second chance. If they're moving away, and yeah, I got no shot at this thing, throw out a whistle, see what happens.
You're right, just throw out the whistle there, they will stop. But this guy didn't know that, you know. Nobody told him anything. It's his second time deer hunting. That's the reason. And he couldn't get out because he was on the blind, and that blind is almost, you know how the blinds are almost close to your face. That way no deer can see you.
Hey, fellas, can I get a radio check? Good radio check.
Thank you. WRTX 930.
gentleman out there with a radio check. What is your call sign? This is WIUG 48, Rochester Hills.
And sorry, sir.
Yeah, come on back again with that cosine. WITX 930, WIUG 48, copy.
Yeah, I'm still here, Jack. Yeah, I didn't hear a call sign. All I heard was static when he transmitted.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people out there are weird. Some of them don't have no cosign or nothing. If you're on the air, you got to give your cosign out. And I know you know that. I know that you know that. And so do I. But that's because you're on the air. That's why.
Yeah, I pretty much only do that if I'm on a repeater. If I'm on simplex with a buddy of mine, yeah, there's no call sign.
Yeah, all simplex, no. You don't need that because it's not that much. It really, on the simplex, that's all you're going to get. Like, I don't know, I get mile, 1 mile, mile and a half, that's about it.
Oh, I've tested many radios, and the best I can get in the woods here is about a mile and a half, so on simplex, from ground station to ground station. That's about it. But the same radio can reach a repeater tower 20, 30 miles away, so that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is. You know, sometimes I reach 35 miles. I don't know. I had somebody from Port Huron. Port Huron is not here. Port Huron is way, way over there. And it's too far for me. But he was reaching me and I was reaching him.
Well, you just got to go out and get that ham license. That'll open up your doors.
Yeah, my goal is this Monday. This Monday is a ham test in Harrison Township. So I might go there this Monday.
Well, if you're going Monday, just go online, take the practice test. Practice test, practice test, practice test. That's all you got to do. It's the same questions asked three or four different ways. That's all they are. Just take the practice test. Keep taking them. Keep taking them. Keep taking them. You'll eventually get to a point where you're 90% and you'll be fine.
You're right. I think that's what I'm going to do. Practice test tomorrow all day. All day till you get tired of it. You know what I mean? And come back and do it again. Maybe 3-4 times. But you know what? I was on ARRL, and I took a test, and it was 90. It was 90% good. So then I said, okay, now I got to go somewhere else take a test, and it fell down with 5.
Yeah, you're right there. Just keep taking the practice tests. Take them online. Take those online practice tests and just keep doing it. Like, do 10 a day. Like, do 10 today. Do 10 after you stop talking to me. Do 10 or 12 tomorrow, and you'll be fine for Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do that. Yeah, I will do that. So, So how cold is this bayou there, Ken?
I'm sorry, what was the question? How close is what?
I said, how cold is bayou there? Where you are at?
Oh, how cold. It's not too bad right now. It's 25 degrees. It's all right. It's fine. But, yeah, it's forecasted to be pretty cold in the next few days, which is fine. It's Michigan. It's the winter. It's expected.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know what? I might not go take a test because it's cold. I don't want to take a chance, but I'll take it online. That's probably what I'm going to do Monday or Tuesday.
My reasoning on that is, you go from a heated house to a heated car to a heated building to take a test. It doesn't matter if it's cold. Go take the test. Take the online test, get to the point where you're 85-90%, and you'll be fine.
Alright, I'll try to do that. Anyhow, so what are you up to again? Working on the trailer or working on the cigar?
Well, my cigar is done for the night, but yeah, the trailer's almost ready to return for service. I got the boards on it, I got it all screwed down. One thing I noticed is I treated it with engine oil, and it stinks after a couple of days. Like, I walk outside and the whole area just stinks, but that's all right, it'll dissipate.
You know what, that probably, that deer smelled that. Smelled that, and that's why he came to you.
You know, I've heard some old hunters say that if you soak a rag in diesel fuel and hang it around where you're hunting, the deer become curious and will come in right to it.
I heard that too. But you know what? People try anything. But you know what? Because maybe the deer wants to know, what kind of smell is that in the woods? There's no smell in the woods except the trees.
Well, I think the thinking was it's a safe area because if you live in farm areas, there's diesel smell and diesel fuel around, so I think that was kind of the thinking, but I'm not really quite sure. I don't think I'd try it. I don't think I'd try that one, and hanging a rag out with diesel fuel around where I'm hunting.
No, I never tried that one. I always, I always buy those spray, put it on your clothes, spray your clothes and sit on around, and even that, a lot of time it doesn't work, and a lot of time it works. If you buy the runway, it will work, but if you not buy the runway, it's not going to work, because by the time you get to the dog come first, then after the dog, the buck comes after that, it takes a while.
Yeah, I think most of those sprays are what they call dough and heat sprays. It tries to make you smell like a dough and heat, but I think the bucks are a little wiser for that one. That's just my personal opinion. I've tried them. It's never worked. I don't know. I just go out. Every time I go out, I just have a regular shower the night before and go out in my regular clothes. I don't spray myself with anything.
Oh, one time, about 15 years ago, I went with a couple friends, and one of them had his clothes was soaked and wet with that thing. And you know what? Every time he walked, he can smell that thing. And I don't think, he didn't get no deal at all that day. But you know what? Every time I go out there, when I used to smoke a cigar, I used to smoke a cigar there and still see deer.
Yeah, I got a couple of buddies who smoke cigarettes, and I'll smoke a cigar every now and again when I'm out there when I get really bored after 2 days of seeing nothing. And I've seen deer while I was standing there smoking cigarettes. They don't seem to care.
No, I don't think so. They're not going to care. If you're smoking a cigar or whatever you want to smoke, you know. And just sitting quiet. And you know what? I don't know if you know that. I heard the deer go a mile and come right back. Is that true?
Well, they have their areas, for sure, that they roam. But, yeah, it's pretty unknown, I think, because they say they have some areas, but you know, like I have a bunch of cameras here on my property here in Birch Run, and I'll see the same deer for a couple of months, and then they're gone, and you don't see them ever again. And it's like, where'd they go? I don't know.
I don't know that at all. Well, how's the logs coming along? Still we got a lot?
Oh, my pipeline's full. I got wood. Don't worry. My house will be warm. Whether there's power or not, my house will be warm.
That's good. Yeah, keep them logs going, especially these 2 days coming up. And that's what, you know, that I was just telling you. I was on Channel 7, and they said on Monday going to be 22 below zero. And the other day is going to be like 10 below zero next day. And after that, it got warm to 30.
I didn't hear 22 below. I heard, you know, 4 below or so. But the more concerning thing was the high of 0. So that's a little bit more concerning than the low. But whatever. It's going to be cold in the next few days here. So hey, did you go to the breakfast this morning?
Yeah, you know what, by me here, it was not bad, but our street, they were, you know, very slippery. So I kept going a little bit slow, until I got to the corner, and the corner was it was dried out. So I drove to, this morning. There were about 15, 16 people out there.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. One of these days I'm gonna get down there. I'm gonna get down there for one of them breakfast. I'd like to meet you, I'd like to meet John, some of the other guys.
Yeah, wait till the weather breaks down, you know. And the summer has been not bad for driving where you are at till here, you know. Because it's gonna be like at night. to be about 70 degrees or 60. No problem. You can't drive all the way here. But right now, I wouldn't even bother, really. That's what triggered me off. Last night, they said it's going to be sleeting rain. We didn't get any.
We just got a dusting of snow here last night. That's about it.
After what time was it? About 10:30, and started snowing and all that, and I was heading home, and I got home with no problem.
Yeah, well, I need to head in here, Jack. Good talking to you as always. WRTX 930, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Ken, good talking to you. We'll talk again anyhow. You take care and you have a good evening. WIEG 48 is clear.
If I haven't mentioned it before now, go Lions.
That sounds like great advice. Go Lions. WSUIA 42.
WSBS 311.
WRZT 820. Let's see if the Lions can do it.
I'm in the realm of no TV. Are they over the air? And if they are over the air, are they still playing? And how are the scores going?
It's WRZT 820. I'm in the mobile at the moment. But I do know if they win, they're going to be playing the Kansas City Chiefs. So that'll be interesting with the way the refs call their calls. But still be a good game to watch anyway.
Roger. I'd love to see them take a Super Bowl once. Or once, because they've never, ever been...
Yeah, they've never never won the Super Bowl, but I think back in the 30s or something like that, quite some time ago, they were in the Super Bowl. They just didn't win, I believe.
I don't think we have a third, but they haven't been to a Super Bowl in Super Bowl quote-unquote history.
I believe, sir, I believe you are correct. Yeah, they were in the playoff game before it was the Super Bowl. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, and accidentally gave away the ball during a bad pass, which, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully we get something better.
Dang, I hope I didn't just jinx things. It'll all be good in WSBS 311.
It happened out here on UHF. It can't get jinxed. It'll be fine. So, Mobile Station, where are you out of? This is WSUY42 out of Flint.
This is WRZT820, St. Clair Shores right now, and I'm going off the Mount Clemens repeater.
Well, you're doing it good. I'm on HT, so I'm just doing a Flint system, which I'm probably spit distance from. And I didn't catch the other station out there, but definitely a good transmission there, too.
Yeah, this is that mobile, WRZT820. This should be going through the Detroit repeater now.
Oh yeah, you got a little bit of mobile flutter going on right there, but doing pretty good, nevertheless. I don't have mine up and running very much. When I'm in my truck, I don't normally have my GMRS on. I talk more on 2 meters than I do anything else.
Your radio, you said you're hitting the Flint one there. You're making a nice, good quality connection there as well.
I'm running a Motorola XTS 5000.
It's a good sound of radio. I'm not going to comment what exactly I'm talking on, but it may be frowned upon in certain people, but it's working, doing what I needed to do, I suppose.
Nobody has a right to frown upon your radio. You know, I built Motorolas since the beginning of 1997, 1996 area, and I used to get old-timer go, well, you can't run them Motorolas on ham radio. Well, what the hell do you think the repeaters are made out of? They're not made out of ICOMs and Yaesus. They're made out of doggone Motorolas. And if you got a Bofang or you got a Midland, who cares? What are you running?
It's a Yaesu.
good. How's it working opened up? I'm guessing it's a ham gazoo. I'm wondering if it actually is a ham radio. But if it's opened up, I'm curious because I got another radio that I'm going to open up. And I got to realign the transmitter on it. But I'd be thrilled to know how it's doing.
It is. It's opened. That's the thing, you know. The ham people kind of get testy about it, but it's like, you know, their quota is to, you know, mess around with radio stuff and find new things to do. So it's interesting how sometimes they can get a little upset about that fact. But you know, it's all radio and it's interesting, and that's kind of how I feel about it. But yeah, it's opened up and it works pretty good. So. I like the idea that I can actually listen to a whole bunch of other stuff and talk where I talk as well.
Good. I'm very happy to have that going on because there are zero feagles to give about that. And what we call that sad ham mentality. So, you know, who cares? If they want to pout about the fact that you're doing it better than they are, well, you know what? Bugger off.
It's a select few, but, you know, there's people like that in everything you do and anything you do. There's always going to be somebody that doesn't like the way you're doing it. But, no, I'm happy with this radio. I got it just for the possibilities that it's capable of. So it works for me with, you know, with that.
I've chopped many a diode, soldered many of a jumper pad in my time. And frankly, that's great. The only reason why they don't like it is because they're envious. You know, I had a 125-watt drawer, Motorola on VHF, and I used to have a guy down in Fenton, Michigan. Oh, you can't be doing that. That's just illegal. Yeah. All right, anyway. I don't even know if he's still around. It ain't never the difference. It's just fine. And, yeah, I had a solid signal for a majority of the state. I could be up in Saginaw and talk on flat repeaters back in the day before we had all the fancy stuff we got now. Ham radio. Go explore. Get a corn cob. Yeah, well, you probably got a problem.
That's why I do it. I find it very interesting and enjoyable.
Do you have a ham radio license, too?
Well, I'm still working on that, but when I do get it, like I said, it's, I like the idea that I have the ability to talk wherever I am able to talk instead of having like 26 different radios, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, I'm glad to hear that you're doing all right with it. I'm wondering what's going to happen when I try to spread out a couple of radios I have. Normally, I'm going to say it from a radio repair shop kind of mentality. Normally, you have the UHF that's good for 403 to 460. I wouldn't say 460. It's a little hard stretch. But you have 460 to 512. Let's just say these are generic, not to scale grid. And the amateur radio stuff is typically tilted more for the ham bands. And we do have several megahertz worth of distance. But if the radio's working fine and your antenna's tuned up, you might want to get a different antenna when you get a ham radio that would give you the option to do UHF if they're was even a, in 77 if you even cared about it, but GMRS, I mean, I'd stick to that. 2 meters is kind of cool.
I think this is one of those the 4x40, so it covers everything as well.
Could be. I don't know the transceiver, but I do know that ham radio transceivers are very forgiving. It's usually the Motorola's that don't want to play, and it's usually Motorola service software that doesn't want to play very well.
And that's one thing that's frustrating about this radio is it's a fantastic radio, but the programming software just sucks. I got a bunch of other radios that all play nice. I can use one program, I can copy, paste, throw everything in there, and it just works. But this one doesn't play nice with the program that plays nice with the other. So everything's got to be hand typed in one line at a time.
It's typical. I think I got that problem with a few other radios of mine. And then the CAT cable for the other stuff. I'm just looking to build out one radio for 10 meters and play with JFA. I could really care less about much else that it has. It works from DC to daylight, basically. It's a FT100D Yaesu. And trust me, it's already been modded.
I've been at home. I've been trying to get the program to work for, I believe it's a JFA. Basically, you type in a text message and then the computer sends it out, and it very low wattage, goes very long distance. So I'm trying to figure that out as well. I watch some informational channels that share a lot of information both on the internet as well as on the radio, and I'd like to be able to tap in and hear it on the radio as well, in case the internet loss, you know.
Oh yeah, I agree. I mean, that's some good stuff to have on your skill set. There's several other protocols that they probably do this on 10 meters, I'm guessing, but there's several other things on 10 meters for sending data that work without computers and everything else if you have the right stuff. I use an Android with Droid SSTV, and I can send and receive photographs. So there's a bunch of new crazy, a bunch of old crazy renewed stuff going on.
I have fooled around with the SSTV stuff, so I've gotten stuff from as far away as Maryland. As a lot of stuff comes out of Maryland with that SSTV stuff, but I've gotten from there and then also from the south. But I did see something the other day. First of all, the JS-8 that I was trying to listen to, somewhere in the 7 megahertz range. And then I saw something the other day. The guy was running 1.2 gigahertz, and he was actually transmitting video footage over the airways up to 15 miles, and he was only running 15 watts.
Yeah, we call that ATV, and if it's digital nowadays, which you can receive on your actual television set, it's DSTV. And that's huge in England, starting to take hold in the United States. It's pretty fun. Basically, you just video conference with your buddies.
And I mean, for the most part, it's broadcast television on a small scale, for the most part.
Oh, yeah. We just won't be transmitting anything interesting over it.
Temperature is 23 degrees at 9 p.m., and the Lions are playing an important football game. Over.
What's the score?
Still in the mobile, so I'm not sure what it is.
I just had somebody come through the system. They said, and the Lions are playing, but what's the doggone score?
I think we're at 9-7 right now. She's a close game. Pretty exciting, I'll say that.
Is it being broadcast over television, airwaves?
Yes, it is over the airwaves.
I got my antenna piped into my computer. I just had to figure out what program I got to bring up to see the video. What channel are they, or what network are they piping that out on?
It is on Fox, on the airwaves, on my 2.1 Fox network.
Bingo.
I guess we'll call it a 10-7 game as of this point.
Far enough wind TV 10. I'm spinning the old girl around, pointing at the Fox affiliate.
Well, it was nice talking with you guys. A little bit of an interesting conversation there. You guys have a good night, and hopefully the Lions can win it. WRZT 820, I'm clear.
All right, take care of yourself. This is WSCY 42, and I've got a update going on before I can get my QAM 250-60 coding started. Hey Todd, you out there? You got your coax on?
Yeah, that seems like it should work pretty well. Go Lions. Yes, sir, that is a thing of beauty. Go Lions.
That would be Lions 14, the Redskins 10.
For the update, I've been stuck. I got 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go before my decoder starts working again.
Hey, what does that mean, before your decoder starts working again, WSBS 311?
I got a card in my computer that pictures the television signal, but for whatever reason I haven't logged into TV in a long time, and trying to get the network television system to open up.
I gotcha. I guess I should not be barking out there what is happening on my live feed over the air, because sometimes I do the streaming TV. I know that's delayed by a minute or so. So I guess I should probably delay barking out there what's happening.
I don't care. I don't give a rip. I just want to get this thing decoded.
so I can at least see it. It's not a, what do you call it, a spoiler alert.
I think it's about time we can say it's officially 14 to 10, the Lions are leading USPS 311.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I'm just about there. I just got my lock on the television station. I am locked. Yeah, gorgeous. We got a full HD lock. Indeed. Thank you for bringing that up. WSUI 42. Oh no, 16-14.
Dang, dang, fake news, fake news.
Oh, that's awful. There's still some turnaround time. This commercial makes me want to drink a Bud Light.
Well, if I was a bet man, I'm still saying Lions are going to take this thing tonight, and that's just the way it is, WSBS 311.
I hope so, WSY 42. I really hope they do. It'd be great to see us go all the way.
Okay, I'm getting a little concerned right now.
Yeah, second at 525, 23, and 14. This is not a good situation for Detroit. They got to pick this stuff up or they're going to get clapped. Hey, there was a foul just put on the replay right there. That was unintentional. Or it was intentional. It shouldn't happen. I should have called that.
Yeah, man!
He's running. He got it. Oh, yeah, he's hauling freight. He got it. That was gorgeous. 24-20. Oh, we're still down by four, but we can pick that up. WSEYU 42.
That was just great. I was getting a little concerned for about 2 seconds. WSBS 311.
Oh, I know. The last couple of plays were garbage, and then that, right out of the bat. Here we go again. Oh, we put it on.
I think we got us a ding-dang football game right now.
You know, it's great. great seeing it with a tight score right on top of it, but I want to see it come out Lions. I know you too, but oh, I hate it when they get lopsided like 50 to nothing, and this is going nice. We're rolling right back into it now.
Right on, brother.
That was so incredibly open. That was great.
There's something about the Washington Commanders that I just don't like. I just can't put my finger on it.
I don't know, but they're now 10 over us. Oy. We still got a good sized game to go yet.
Yeah, we still going to win. That's a done deal. Amen, brother.
Yeah, it sure is a nice long bit of game yet. It's definitely a good game, nevertheless. Tight scoring, good plays. I'm surprised they haven't called penalties and fouls on things. But let's just keep pushing. Here we go. Right there. Here it's on our side.
I need you to put on suicide watch.
I didn't see what happened. I've been dealing with a secondary situation. We're still 31-20, 1-10 split. We gotta wait.
Yeah, it's far from being over, but dang, man, that one hurt.
Much colder outside. I just received my beer delivery. Oh, my goodness. I think it's chilly.
Yeah, I suppose the Gardner White folks probably not disappointed with what's happening. Just saying.
Come on now, wouldn't you be hurt? They didn't make it exciting and interesting.
My area is such a tight unit. I just ordered beer, and I got two messages. There's a vehicle approaching your house slowly. There's a vehicle near your driveway.
Hey, I didn't get what does that mean? There's a vehicle approaching your house. I missed that.
My neighborhood, we're all very organized, so we pay attention to what's going on around here very well. So I got two different text messages regarding there's a person approaching, there's a person driving near your house. We're pretty close on all that stuff.
Dang, I'm still confused. What do you mean by that? I'm confused.
We just pay attention really good to what's going on. I ordered beer through DoorDash. It came to the neighborhood, and people were all like, hey, there's something coming to your house. There's a person getting out at your house.
I see. I don't know if that has anything to do with, I was just talking to friends of mine about these cameras that are, I don't think you're talking about these, but these flock camera systems. I'm sure that's not what you're referring to, but that's good that you're paying attention to what's happening.
Yeah, we don't use flock. We use eyeball, and we pay very close attention. There's not a lot of traffic that comes around us, so we're pretty screwed into what's going on.
That's funny, because we've got family and folks that are very concerned with what's happening, and we're very trusting. You know, we leave our doors open and unlocked at night. I think everything's good. You know, no issues, no problems. No problem.
Yeah, we're pretty all right on our side of things, too. If there's a station trying to break into the system for communication purposes, you're just awful. You're not making it. You're about 1% signal. Try something different. WSUA 42 for identification. But yeah, I leave my stuff open and open and unlocked. I only had to offer one Freedom pellet to somebody once, and the rest of the neighborhood fell in line.
Yeah, right on. You know, I put trust in the people, and most people are very trustworthy. It works out pretty good, for sure.
Yeah, people are very good all the way around, usually. You just vet them out. Give them a bunch of beer and figure them out.
Yeah, man, right on. It's all good. WSBS 311.
I'm trying to get some of my neighbors to get their GMRS call signs, because I've got, for the fun of it, I have a 1989 Motorola 911 center. I don't know if you hear it in the background or not, but it's got the McLaren police and everybody else yapping their gums, which is pretty good too, because I love it when somebody escapes the psych ward, because you know, they get the dart gun out and the conversation they have about that, the dark remarks are just gorgeous. I love it when, you know, the RN has the RN has filled her hunting quota.
Well, I've got a scanner coming in next week sometime. This Uniden SGS 100 that I'm looking forward to, just to kind of mess around with, and so I can hear, you know, a little bit more what's happening around me, and hopefully it's going to work out good. We'll see. I mean, I'm not worried about anything at all, but it's just interesting to hear what's happening around us. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm a Motorola guy. I got a Motorola shop out in Owosso, and we do computer repair, cell phone service, Motorola services. But the APCO 25 800 megahertz system in the state, those are getting, SGS 5000 are getting cheap on eBay. So a guy spends a bit of time figuring out how to fab out one of them things, and that makes a great scanner. I don't know what the civilian scanners can do these days.
Well, it sounds like you are in the know with, you know, with what's happening with scanner wise a whole lot more than I am. So if you got anything you can share with me, please do, because I'm pretty new to the scanner world. And, yeah, so let me know anything you can share with me.
Well, I'm completely public domain. I believe that the more all of us know, the better all of us are. And transparency. I haven't seen what the new scanners do, but I want to do things such as listen to Consumers Energy, who recently added themselves to the Michigan State Public Safety Commission's grid. So that 800 megahertz frequency is something I want to listen to, and I want to listen to the fire and EMS, but things like snowplow and various other state federal entities to pick up on.
Yeah, Roger that. Looking forward to just seeing what I can do with this thing.
Yeah, it'd be really good to know what you can do with it. I've got SDRs. I got more handheld radios and more mobile radios than I know what to do with. I got a pretty good sized building and it's chocked full of stuff.
Roger that, WSBS 311 for identification.
WSBY 42 for identification. And again, station, trying to make the system, you're just not doing it. You're far, far away. Check a different system and see if you get in via a different repeater. But you're 100% static. We've got a 50% chance to win this right now.
Not a real religious kind of guy, but yeah, amen, brother.
Yeah, Roger that. you said you're watching this on a delay? Because we're about getting it real time. I'm watching it live RF.
I'm watching it real time. We're about to kick off right now. Over.
And a kick. Kick and a miss. Some sort of skip coming in for a different repeater. But here we go again. Oh, that's definitely a great play. That was wonderful. Shut it right down. They gotta pull that stuff back out. That's awful. So that's why 842.
We must have faith.
That was a nice sell. A good kick at the end. Swamp audio to the repeater. Holy moly, that was close.
Yeah, my doctor just put me on suicide watch.
Stay staff, don't score, go ahead.
They're my only link to the game right now. I'm curious what the score is.
Give me a minute. It's a tight one. It's real tight. 37, 28 Tigers. Goddamn Tigers. 28 Lions. 37 Washington. Oh, shit. 38, 28. Detroit Lions, 28. Starting to begin that Vegas has this stuff fixed. You're losing the WSEY 842.
dang, dang, the wheels are coming off.
It's starting to look a little sketchy. Yes, let's put a fat girl on TV and talk about deodorant. Lions. We've got fourth quarter, 12 minutes far to go.
Yeah, that's plenty of time.
Washington just made a 30-yard run. 42. Well, I think as the cook on the Edmund Fitzgerald said, it was good to know you boys.
Yeah, I hate to say it, just fun while it lasted.
She was followed up. She might have been broken up, but she definitely went down just outside of Whitefish Bay. Oh, Lordy. Lions go to the bottom of the ocean again.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for all the updates all night. I appreciate it. WSCS 550, have a good night.
Well, apparently he hasn't sang her tune totally, but it doesn't look good. There's a large upside side. This is WSCY 842.
Well, the Gardner white folks are probably happy, I would think, WSBS 311.
These commercials they've got going on are stupid or heck. Is this what you have to look for Super Bowl? I'm just going to take a sleeping pill, wake up and see the results.
Well, it was fun while it lasted, eh, boys?
Well, still got 5 minutes up there, but that's a heck of a spread to cut in 5 minutes.
Delusional. Can you spell delusional?
I can't spell crap. C-W-R-A-P. It's like watching eat your pet.
My wife is removing all of the sharp objects out of the house right now.
They gotta do something or they're not gonna do anything. Oh, looks like they're gonna grab the bat.
Hey, it was fun while it lasted. And the whole season was a lot of fun.
Never trust a beer fart. there could be something out there. Sanders missed it. Nope, never mind. There's no recovery. Wishful thinking. WSCY 842.
The Lions did a great job this year. That's all I can say about that. WSBS 311.
They sure did. They're just not going to dig out of the grave here. WSCY 842.
I never liked them Washington Commanders anyway, you bastards. Good night, y'all. See y'all next year, NFL, WSBS 311.